What's up, guys? This is the GOAT from Controllers and Keyboards, and you're listening to my fourth favorite podcast by my first favorite people, Casually Lit.
You know when you do something and you think it's a good idea, and then you play it over and over, and then you're like, that's really not a good idea. That's how I feel about that intro.
Right.
That's garbage. I hate it.
It's like, I want to punch you with my second favorite fist and my least favorite face, which would be goats.
I wasn't talking about goat. I was talking about the shitty, crappy song.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
Way too early. Way too early.
The stereo mud?
Yes. What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm David.
What?
David, that is an awesome English accent you just put on.
I've been learning all week from the other British guy, but it's here.
Well, that'd be so cool. It's like, hold on, we have two Davids. So if you can't tell, David is here. All is well. I mean, what else can you say? David is here. He's with us. He's brought some Cornish beers, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
From
Padstow Brewing Company. All the way from... my home county of Cornwall. A friend of mine kindly went over, flew to the UK basically for a week's holiday and came back with some nice beers.
Stayed with your mom.
Stayed with my mom. My mom took him out drinking at my local pub until about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. He toured all around Poldark country, had a good time by all sounds. And then he went and stayed with my sister in Bath. Oh. The city of Bath, not yes. With my sister in Bath. Just to clarify.
In the buff.
His That's name, a totally different context right there.
This gentleman's name is Josh, and he is awesome.
He is.
He's so super easy to talk to. Yeah. I was like, well, I feel like we're best friends already.
Yeah, he should actually be here tonight, but he's gone to work like a responsible.
Well, that's dumb. That's dumb. Nobody does that. But he got the beers for us, and he brought us tacos the other night when we were working.
He did indeed. Yeah, great guy. And
which were amazing, by the way.
I wouldn't know there was dead animals on them.
They were cooked properly, so it's fine.
I don't partake in eating of dead animals.
Vegetarian.
Yes.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. This is really awkward.
Yeah, dang. How do I talk to a Texan about steaks? Does he eat steaks?
You're really going to hate these beers because the Cornish means they've been soaked with Cornish game hens.
Yeah.
Which we don't actually have in Cornwall.
I literally thought I just heard crickets.
Fish bladders.
Isn't
beer anyways. Mm-hmm. All beers are made with fish bladders. And I read there was some other kind of meat that was in beers the other day that I read about, and I was like, interesting. I don't care. I'm still going to partake in it.
So no lie, but there is fish bladders in beers?
Yeah.
That's how they filter.
Do you not remember that episode? You were definitely part of it. We all went crazy. We were Googling it and researching it. We were like, wow, this is disgusting.
Do not remember that part.
It's news to me.
Chris, do you want to use goat bladders? Come on.
Let's ask Google here. Okay, Google, is there fish bladder in beer?
No.
According to New York Post, Guinness, like many other brewers, use isinglass, a byproduct of the fishing industry that's used to clarify the beer and make yeast settle faster. While most of the agent is filtered out during the brewing process, there are still traces of fish bladders in the finished product.
You're welcome.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. March 17th, New Main Brewing, serving Guinness.
Fish bladder!
Good to know.
There's fish bladder in beer.
Well, that's awesome.
It's good. I like fish bladder. I'm going to drink it right now. So let's talk about the first one.
Yep. The first one is Padstow Pride. Well, a little bit about the brewery. They were set up about 2013. It's a husband-wife team.
Okay.
And the wife actually does the brewing. Carol and... just trying to remember his name here. One second. Dez.
Carol and Dez.
Carol and Dez. So Carol does all the brewing. And this one says there's smooth amber bitter.
Okay.
And to me, this is the first time in 2.5 years that I've had a British beer that's really, really nice. And it takes me home, really. Monday was St. Piran's Day, our patron saint's day. So I'm feeling a little bit nostalgic and a little bit homesick right now. But it's a good beer. It's a 4.5%, which is first Cornish. That's quite a hefty beer.
Yeah.
I think I could quite easily sit in my local pub or right by the Camel Estuary and drink several of these.
See, this reminds me a little bit. I don't know if you've had it or not, but Community has an ESB that they make that's similar. It's
extra special bitter.
Yeah, it's a little bit sweeter, but it's very, very similar in taste. It has that kind of caramel.
Yeah,
a little bit of roasty in it, but it's really good. You may try that.
Yeah, Division. Sean and Wade have done an English style up at Division. I can't remember
the name of
it for me right
now.
You
should know
the brown is. English brown.
Yeah,
Stack Handle.
Stack Handle.
I don't know.
Oh, crumbs. Google.
No, it will not find it.
Galaxy Haze. The Ripples. Nope. Oh, Trace Cranios.
Nope.
The Triple Bitter.
Trace Cranios. Nope.
Uncle Morty.
No.
Rock and Ball.
Rosalie.
But anyway, when I had a pint of that the other week, that was, again, very reminiscent of a good British ale.
Chris sort of made it off Yardbird. It was a table beer that was similar to this that Chris made.
Yard beer?
Yard beer.
No, I don't think it was that one either.
Well.
Dang. I'm going to have to go up to Division.
We are pint failing. Tonight. Well, Distant Cousin is an English mild ale.
Distant Cousin, that's the one.
That was my next guess.
Yeah, that was the one.
They only have over 100 fucking beers.
Right? Nearly 200 now, isn't it?
They're probably getting close.
Getting that way, so that's I think we can be forgiven. But yeah, say for me, this is reminiscent of just sitting at home drinking a nice pint of cask ale. Yeah, as I said, feeling a bit homesick right now, guys. So
aww.
Let me just sit there, wipe away a tear.
The one single tear.
But yeah, I was going to make... Because we were going to do this on Monday, but I had to spend some time with my family.
That's weird.
And I was going to make Cornish pasties to go with this.
Oh.
So, pasty on St. Piran's Day with a pint of Cornish beer. I had made Cornish boy very happy.
Nice. But,
yeah, instead, we're doing this on a Wednesday.
So, what is the Cornish thing?
Cornish pasty?
What's that made?
Pasty. Yeah, what is that? Imagine an empanada, but on steroids.
Oh, okay.
So, like, stacked about inch and a half thick with steak, onion... Turnip.
Okay.
What do you guys call turnip or sweet here?
Turnip.
Yeah, turnip.
Turnip. Okay. Good. A little bit of salt and pepper done in a nice pastry, sort of folded over and then crimped on the side. There's controversy between two styles of pasty, top crimp and side crimp. And side crimp's always the best.
Side crimp.
Side crimp.
Nice.
So it goes back to the old miners' days when they've got dirty hands and they discard the,
sad
the crimp to go to the knockers down in the tin mine. Pull about and get a cheap laugh.
David approves of that.
There you go.
I have no clue what you just said.
But you liked it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I've never had a beer from Paisley Brewing Company.
Oh.
They were only established 2013, so where was I back then? How long have they been? 2018. I think I was heading out towards West Africa when they established.
That was landmine picking up time?
No, that was running around with safari trucks time.
Jesus Christ.
Was that when? Was that before or after you deported your wife?
This is after. Gosh, she's going to kill me again. We decided on Ghana because we could both get there without any immigration hassles.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm quite like this. Pint of pesto, that's exactly what it says.
It is extremely dry.
Yep.
And it's very smooth. The bitter is just enough to be like, oh, this is a bitter. It's not like, oh, bitter. Yeah. I rather enjoy it.
Good.
I think we should let Chris check into it. Which, by the way, we were talking about that. Chris is going to run our untapped from the show.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that.
You'll write the best reviews. If you review it anything like you used to back in the day, it'll be awesome.
This tastes nothing like Four Loko. Zero stars.
Zero stars. Uh-oh.
It could well be. Yeah, it says there is a fine yeast sediment in this one.
Okay. We got some sediment.
The next one is, again, from Paisley Brewing Company, Paisley IPA of 4.8%.
Good.
And it's already just opened it, but we have got a slight little bit of a sediment around the top there.
I'm okay. I'll lick it.
This will really bring David back home, all these, especially English beers styles.
Okay, so I'll be that taster that the king hires, so if I die... You guys know not to drink
anymore.
It's
poisoned.
Yep.
It's a nice color.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
And there goes the bottle. So Jason's just going to tell us all about this one.
It's actually really good.
Poison takes longer than 3 seconds.
It doesn't. What do you know? I'm an expert poison person.
I love the way you've just gone, this tastes really good. It's like, hang on. How old's my country compared to yours? We've been brewing this stuff for longer than you guys.
This is great.
But there's definitely sort of like... American influence heading over to the beer scene in the UK by the looks of it.
So this is an actual IPA. For those of you that don't know, that's Indian Pale Ale. Pale Ale, that is Indian.
And for those of you that do, this is not hazy.
Yeah, you also can't get this anywhere.
That's delicious.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
That's very carbonated too.
I'm curious how you can label a beer an IPA when it's not bitter. I guess sessionable. Sessionable IPA. That's really good.
That is really good.
It's very mouth... You get a mouthful, but it's not bitter, and it's not crazy. It's not tropical. It's just balanced. Very balanced.
Yeah, so you can, again, sort of... us Brits, us Cornish, like knocking back several beers during a day rather than sitting there having about two or three and then game over. That's so this is like, again, another nice beer, session ale.
That's I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
So you do like it, because the faces you were making, I was worried about your opinion on this beer, Mr. Rohde.
Well, I just chugged the rest of that that bitter, so I'm trying to get the... Oh,
that might have been a bad choice.
The flavor profile off this.
Chris is writing down fuck Rohde at this part. That's weird.
It's got a little bit of bitter on the back end.
It's weird. A little bit?
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah, maybe. Like a hint?
But no, it's really smooth.
It's better when you pour it all over yourself.
How else do you drink?
If you want to get the real bitter, you just put it on your face.
Or just swim in it.
No, officer, I haven't been drinking at all. What would you think that?
I love the little blurb they've got on the website about this IPA. It's a 4.8%. It goes, like traditional Indian pale ales, we've made our IPA with a stronger ABV, yet it's still refreshing and satisfying. What's your average ABV for an IPA here?
It's like, we went a little crazy.
Yeah, it's like we've gone to 4.8%. What have we got downstairs? I sort of sitting there about 9%. Something like that. What is that?
You have that vertigo from...
Yeah.
Vertigo from Noble Ray.
It's
down
like
there.
9%?
Yeah. Yeah. Ready to be cracked.
But we talked about this a little bit. You had cracked last week their actual pale ale.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of flavor, but I feel like American style pale ale and a lot of like the session IPAs, it just tastes like they watered down the recipe. And this, you get a lot of flavor, but it doesn't taste watered down for the low ABV that it has.
Yeah. Nice. To me, I could sit there all day sort of drinking this.
It's actually
eating some fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Just going to throw out food now. Oh, now I'm getting hungry.
Show's over, folks.
We're all off to Long John Silver's.
So there's a place in Fort Worth.
No.
There's a place in Fort Worth called Pouring Glory. They have a pretty good fish and chips whenever you feel like it. We can go there.
I think we should have a road trip back.
Yeah.
But what's the place near Caps and Taps? There's another fish and chip shop.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Caps and Taps.
Captain D's.
Captain D's?
Long John Silver's.
No.
It's like Pizza Hut and Domino's. Long John Silver's and Captain D's.
No, this place is pretty darn good. But everything to me, the batter just wasn't quite right.
I was like, I know where Caps and Taps is, and I can see the place, but I can't remember what it's called.
Is it Caps and Taps at Cambowie? Or as we say, Cambowie. Bowie. Like it's David Bowie.
The place where they wear their beer shirts everywhere they go. That's what I know them by.
Can I just say Captain Bowie. God damn it. David Bowie is a scary individual.
Bowie.
Yes, Bowie.
David Bowie, yeah.
David Bowie.
Bowie.
Labyrinth. Terrifying.
Oh, he's quite, yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
So is
worse than the Muppet Monsters.
No.
Yes.
No. Bless you.
Yes.
That's it. It's those fish bladders.
Trying to set the record. I'm allergic. Highly allergic to gluten and fish bladders. But I'm still going to drink.
Vegetarian, but do you eat fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fish and eggs. So it's not really vegetarian. There's a dumb word for it, but I just don't care.
I said it last time really correctly, like Episcopalian, but that's like a religion.
That's a religion.
It's a pescatarian.
Pescatarian. That's the one.
Whatever. But I just recently started eating fish over the last, probably the last, year and a half-ish.
Do you eat shellfish?
I would. I've never tried it. I would. It's never been in that situation.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
It's crawfish season.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't eat crawfish.
Why? That's shellfish.
That you get like one bite out of every little part.
No,
little
they're
dude.
So good.
They die. Oh, it's so terrible.
It's a lot of work, but it's good.
God, that's terrible. I didn't think we were going to do that. That makes me sad. I don't want to. Now I'm regretting my whole life choices.
What if you wait 30 minutes? Like, I'll show up, and then you show up 30 minutes later, and I'll have them all peeled. And then you can just eat them and then not even worry about where they came from.
God, I wish you got more than a bite out of one of those. I'll be honest with you. I wish you got more than one bite out of that poor little fucking fish.
Well, let's be honest. Those things
are crustacean.
Crustacean, yeah.
Their life expectancy isn't more than a month. So they're going to die anyway, so they might as well feed somebody.
Okay, Google. What's the life expectancy of a crawfish? Seth's wrong.
It's a crayfish.
According to pets, life expectancy, freshwater crayfish have very short life expectancies.
Okay,
that's useful.
Very short.
Oh, most live for no more than 2 years, Rody. You're way off.
Most.
Is there a difference between crawfish and crayfish?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
Just crawfish is more southern.
Okay.
Crawfish.
Or mud bugs.
Mud bugs.
That just sounds so appetizing, doesn't it? I'm going to eat some mud bugs.
That's how you have to actually say it before you eat it.
Right. How's that for my southern accent?
I like it, actually.
Yeah, do it.
David Clark, you are doing a great job.
Wow, a great day today.
Actually, it was a couple of years ago. I went to Razoo's because I'd never had crawfish before. I don't know, probably about 2 or 3 pounds of them. Later that night, completely broke into hives all over my body. It was terrible. I was so itchy.
You're allergic to everything.
Apparently.
I'm sorry. And your brother laughs at you.
Exactly.
That's real life.
He actually relates it.
No.
Yes,
no,
we're brothers.
Well,
hang on. Now I'm getting confused.
That's his brother's laugh.
Did the beard throw you off?
No, it became a parody. Isn't he? I don't want to be one to break it to you, babe.
I'm so alone, guys. That's a new one. I like that one.
Anyway, going on from crawfish, Pantslow's actually got a hatchery for lobster.
Oh.
Because lobsters are becoming a little bit endangered around the British coast. So 20-odd years ago, they set up a hatchery where they actually charge tourists to go in and look at little baby lobsters. Genius.
Really?
Genius.
Damn it.
The lobsters then get released, then caught by the local fishermen, then served up in expensive seafood restaurants in Padstow Harbour. So, which the tourists pay exceptional amount of money for. Wow. It's great. It is good marketing.
I'm getting sadder again. I'm gonna need more of this beer. Lobsters make me sad because they boil them alive. There's no mercy for a poor lobster.
Oh, there is. You just get a spike and just go straight between the...
Well, there's
that would be better than boiling it alive. I would respect that a little bit more.
I can't remember which state, but they've recently changed the law to where you can't boil them alive anymore.
That's pretty nice of them.
Nice.
I'd like to be the person that enforces that.
But if you hear the description of how to humanely kill them, it doesn't sound any better.
Well, he just said you put a spike
through the
through their brain.
Yeah.
It's probably more instant than boiling alive. I'd prefer that.
If you think about it, maybe not, because if you're boiling, all your nerve endings are burnt off.
So no thanks.
Maybe you're not feeling anything.
No thanks. So if you had to choose right now, bullet in the brain or I kick you in some boiling water, what are you going to choose?
I don't know, because I've never had either one happen.
What would you choose, Chris?
But what if you miss? What if you miss the
brain? Point blank range.
Well, like how big do you think those fucking brains are?
Oh, when you split them in half, it's like...
He knows what he's talking about. I trust David over here. We always look towards David to be the smart person in the podcast. That's completely true.
It's the accent.
That's what that's why we had to recruit Google. Hey, Google, what's the most humane way to kill a lobster?
I've actually got my Siri and Google set for a British accent just so they can understand me.
That is awesome.
Oh, sad, isn't it? 2.5 years here and I have to speak.
I love it.
It's Google.
I love it. I love it. What are we drinking here, Rody?
This is Padstow's Brewing Padstow Mayday. It's a extra pale ale, Citra dry
hop. Oh, is it Mayday? Is that what the lobsters scream while they're boiling alive?
No, because they die instantly, Mayday. So it's fine.
I just care about the innocent lobsters that have given their lives.
Given their lives,
so you can eat in the arms of an angel. Now we just need a hot chick to eat it.
Right, so...
this is a little different. This tastes more bitter to me than the IPA did. Like, for real.
It's also a higher ABV.
Oh. This one. This is a massive 5%.
Yep.
Still lower than a Bud Light.
Walking in at a
5%. This is going to be the first podcast you do and walk out sober.
That's completely true. Well, Rody has one more. Rody has one more that we're going to do.
Which one is that?
I hope it's lower than 47%.
Oh,
this is an Avery takeover.
Right, so May Day in Padstow is a big celebration. It's also known as Obios Day.
Oh.
We get about 30-odd thousand people sort of turn up into the town around that day. The origins of Obios Day are said to be quite numerous. It's roots in pagan times, so there's a lot of fertility going on. There's a maypole, so people dance around the maypole.
Wait, a lot of fertility going on?
Yeah, a lot of fertility. And it's sad, but if you dance around the maypole, you could end up pregnant soon after.
Well, it depends on which maypole you're going around.
But yeah, it's a big day for people down in Padstow and all across Cornwall. So the Hobby Oss has a couple of Osses, as they call them, which is Hobby Oss. I know you've got a chain here called Hobby Horse.
Hobby Horse.
It does crafts. Oh. This is Obby, H-O-B-B-Y.
Yeah, he's that goblin in Harry Potter, right?
Jeez, everything comes bad Harry Dobby. Potter in this generation. Dobby, Dobby, not Obby.
Well, you do work with two of the biggest Harry Potter nerds I've ever met.
Really?
David and Amanda? Absolutely. Okay. We almost won trivia thanks to them. I think I may have gotten one or two in there, but that was it. It was a great... We went to a Grapevine trivia, and they finished second or third.
Ooh, yes. That's pretty good.
They are huge. Right. Huge Harry Potter nerds. So we like that. We're cool with that.
So when I mentioned for sort of Halloween, we should do the brewery up as Hogwarts. That was a big smile. So, I think we should, actually. No. I think that would look quite cool. We've got four areas. We've got four houses.
Ooh, and just play there.
And we've got Hagrid. You just got to start growing your beard properly, Rhodey.
Properly grow your beard, Rhodey.
And eat nothing but haggis.
There you go. What's haggis?
If you can't handle your fish bladders and your food, let's not get on.
Is this another innocent animal slaughtered for your consumption?
No, it's kind of like the innards of an animal.
Oh.
Delightfully cooked.
Baked in another innards of an animal?
Yeah.
It was like when I learned what barbacoa was, the inside of the cheek. I was like,
oh, is that why it's so tender and nice?
Like, oh my God.
God, it's such a carnival.
That's
good.
No, I'm fine with that.
So you're okay with the goats inside of a mouth, but not fish bladders in your beer.
Well, no, it's the fish bladders is fine too, obviously. I just, the little crawfish being one bite of food, I just feel horrible. Like if it was like 12 bites and I was like, oh, it was good. It's like, but you just eat one little bite and it's dead. It's funny. I don't care. Everybody's like, oh.
But it's already dead. It's already dead, so you might as well not waste it.
That's true. That's why I usually get to eat the vegetables that are mixed in there. So the very first time I used to be a strict-ass vegetarian. No meat, no fish, no nothing. The very first time I ever went to a crawfish boil, he was like, pours it on the table. He's like, don't worry, there's potatoes and corn in there for you. And I stared at the dude and I was like, that shit's been in there with the fish. I'm not touching that. It was so funny, though.
So you've been vegetarian long?
Since fourth grade.
Yeah, that doesn't mean like anything 20, to a Brit.
Like 20 years?
Oh, wow.
22 years.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. It's great. It's one of my favorite things to bring up in conversation. Might have started a new job, sort of. I'm still in my old job, but I moved across the street. And I knew it was going to come up because it always does. And sure enough, the very first day I'm there, like, we're going to have barbecue. It's going to be the best. You know, my boss is like, that's the best barbecue ever. And I'm like, oh, shit. And here we go. We go through the line. He's like, you got to try this. And I'm like, I'll have the macaroni and cheese and the salad. You know? He's like, you not feeling good? I was like, oh, I don't eat meat. Oh, no. Why don't you eat meat? Here we go.
And that's in the state of Texas.
Yep. Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, it's like, what's wrong with you?
I'm not going to not eat it.
That just means I get more macaroni and cheese, so I'm cool with it.
Exactly.
But this beer is excellent.
Yeah, I must admit, could quite happily go back home to Cornwall right now. I've gone from being that little bit homesick to just now going, oh man, this is actually quite nice.
I want to go home.
Cornish boy, I've had three halves of beer, 4%. It's good. But yeah, it's I must admit, for a smaller brewery that has appeared in the last, 4 or 5 years in Cornwall, it's pretty good. There's apparently now 44 breweries down in the duchy. And some of the bigger ones, St. Austell Ales, have been around since 1850s. Hmm. Sharps is one of the bigger ones, been bought out by, I think it's InBev or somebody like that. They're now going pretty local, pretty global even. I managed to buy a pint of Sharps Doom Bar in Zagreb in Croatia, cheaper than I could buy it in my local pub.
Really?
Yeah, good distribution there.
Wow.
So I think it's only a matter of time before good Cornish beers and British beers come over to the US. I know we can get hold of, who's the Iron Maiden beer? Do you know who that
is? I can't remember who makes it.
Robinson's or something like that? I think it's Robinson's. which is up in Cheshire, so slightly north in the country. We can get hold of that here in Texas.
Yes, Robinson's.
Robinson's. Yes. That's good knowledge. Hey, I'm good at this.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Better than the rest. I don't know how the rest of that song goes.
I don't either. But it's terrible.
But I'd be quite impressed if we could actually brew some beers similar to this sort of style, this ABV. I think it's pretty approachable.
David can approachable. Do whatever the he wants to do. You're right. He can, you tell him to do it, he'll do it.
We should have saved him some.
No.
Sorry, David. You're unwell.
Unwell people can't have the beer.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was great.
You ain't strong enough to be healthy. You don't deserve beer.
That's really ridiculously mean. I'm not sure if...
Leave no man behind, isn't that kind of thing?
News at 9.
David is weak. he's going to listen to this and be like, don't ever come to my tap room
again. Oh, it's much worse than that. He's watching.
No.
Hi, David.
Hi, no. David. So, yeah, for those of you listening, it's uncomfortable. We're broadcasting live on Facebook so we can get some watchers. I'm watching you. Like a hawk in the sky. Something. Alea, whatever her name was.
Right.
Wait, no, and you two died, and then she died in a plane crash. Weird.
Yeah, now she's an angel watching in the sky.
Exactly.
I was kind of thinking more along the lines of, what's his name? Sting and the Police.
So, I'll be watching you.
Oh, the every stalker song.
That's creepy, yeah. Isn't it?
Super creepy.
Stalkers.
Facebook Live every for all you stalkers. You.
I'll be watching you.
I think that song is actually about his son.
Wait, I thought that was a song was about Puff Daddy.
I mean, like, well,
what is he?
I thought it was about Notorious B.I.G.
Is he Michael Jackson?
No.
I'm blanking. I always thought Puff Daddy wrote that song and not, you know.
Yeah, Sting just copied
seems
it.
Seems like yesterday used to rock the show. I laced the glack, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on. Notorious, they got to know that. Life.
That's the only beat I have.
Well, we don't like that beat, so.
I apologize.
Bye, Facebook. So, bye.
That's only, what, 4.55% and a 3.8 beer. And you're singing. This is awesome.
God, I'm trying to, that song.
That's how good it is.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I knew all the words to that song. And as an adult, when I read the language, I was like, I knew none of these words. They were very not my language words. I was like, I didn't know half of the slang that he was using. Slang is a proper term. I was like, I did not know these slang words.
So colloquialism. That's a nice big word. Does that mean the same as slang?
I like that. Rody, that you have a college degree.
Right, that's the thing where you put the spinner card in, and then when you click on it, it puts a different picture in front of you, right?
Yeah, I'd like
and
a kaleidoscope.
Click it, and then another picture. Colloquialism?
Yeah, is that where you live? Colloquialism next door.
Should we ask the Google device what that is, too?
Yes.
Please name the next beer colloquialism, and then have people try and pronounce it.
I don't even want
to
ask.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Colloquialism?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great word.
Colloquialism.
I hope it doesn't mean anything wrong.
No, it doesn't.
I'm sure
I got the finger waggle coming. Mm-hmm. No.
Colloquially.
Quigley Down Under. It's a great movie.
It's where you live with a person that's not a man. Or
Quaker Oats.
Yeah, it's Quaker it's Oats. It's
Queen of England.
God damn it, we've
Queer as Folk was a great show. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
That's back.
Quaker Oats.
I love that bit.
Oatmeal.
And all I've got going on in my head is Quahog. And giggity giggity giggity.
Very nice.
Quail Man, right? Is that what we're talking about?
I give up!
I can't do the quail whistle very well. And then he shows up and he says, I am Quail Man. Is that what he says?
I'm not sure about that. That's the one where he puts his underwear on his head and he puts a belt around
him. No. Belt on his head, underwear on the outside of his shorts. Nice. And he wears a cape.
I must admit, I'm pretty happy and pretty proud for those Cornish beers to come over here.
Delicious.
Especially since they weren't the ones that you originally thought you were going to get.
Yeah. It's not the brewery that I thought they were coming from. But what? I've got to say, these are pretty damn good.
That's not examples bad. I really Cornish enjoyed beers. This Mayday.
Good. We'll have to I'll have to get a collaboration going on between New Main Brewing and Padstow Brewery. Run a brewery trip over.
Exactly.
Head over to Cornwall, eat some pasties, drink some beers. I'll show you guys around my neighborhood.
Exactly.
Send them your yeast.
Yeah.
This is a new beer from Franconia, which they follow all the German purity laws when they brew. It's called Honey Spelt.
It smells German. I know that sounds wrong, but it smells like a German beer. You know, when you, there's definitely, oh gosh. Okay, how do I get out of this now? Okay, we just drank British beers, so
it's taking over your taste buds, basically, is what you're saying.
It's invading your taste buds.
I'm not going down this route. I spent Monday watching on Amazon Prime The Gathering Storm, all about Winston Churchill and the Second World War. So now we're comparing British beers to German beers.
So
how's this going to go?
This is obviously an Americanized version, but this is an alt beer. This is 7.8%.
Woo.
Oh, that's sweet. That's honey.
That's liquid honey.
Yeah.
Which some people like.
Yeah, not a fan of it myself.
It's certainly very caramelly after the IPAs and Mayday. That's definitely a lot. It tastes thick and
it does.
Now they've recently they're about to have their 10th year anniversary.
Nice.
Evidently they've made a New England IPA.
And a German, following the German purity laws, a New England IPA.
I'm not sure how that's going to turn out. I'm just saying that evidently that is a thing going to happen.
Going back to TV shows, have you ever seen The Man in the High Castle?
Yes. You know,
when Germany controls like New England.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a play on that? So rabbit hole is being opened here.
Rabbit hole's making a New England IPA?
Franconia is.
It's their 10-year anniversary already.
Getting close. I'm waiting to try this.
I did. It's very honey.
It's honey.
Slaps you across the face.
Woo. I don't actually dislike it. No. I think it's actually pretty.
It's a honey.
It's a lot of honey.
It's a honey wheat beer, correct?
It's an alt beer.
Which is?
A bit like the alt left, the alt right. Maybe the fuck knows.
Very opinionated.
Yeah. Very angry.
Asshole.
Yeah. Passive aggressive.
I gotcha. Is it not a wheat beer? Is an alt beer not a wheat beer?
I'll get mad at myself. A couple of pints of this.
Yep.
Couldn't drink several, like, a good
I don't know, David. It's pretty clear. I don't know.
If you look at it from that angle, it's almost like you can imagine being, I don't know, underneath a frog spawn.
Yeah.
Under the what?
Oh, wow. Underneath frog spawn. I'm just chuffed. I've had some Cornish beer, actually, boys. I don't really care from now on.
I can do whatever I want, right? So alt beer is fermented at a moderate temperature using top fermenting yeast, which gives its flavor some fruitiness, but matured at a cooler temperature, which gives it a cleaner and crispier taste, more akin to a lager beer styles than normal for top fermented beers such as a British pale ale. So this is a British style. Oh, sorry, alt beer in German style. I apologize. I don't read fast enough, but I still feel like that's a wheat beer though, because it's got that blood and honey body weird. I don't know.
It kind of does.
It's not bad.
No, yeah, I could drink a couple of these.
Absolutely.
On a hot summer's day.
It's a better.
I can drink lots of them. So.
Kolsch we have.
What do you think of it, Chris? Did you already say?
Honestly, it's not for me. I don't like it. I mean, I can drink it, but I'm not going to have. I can maybe have like one of those because the honey is just too.
It's very pronounced.
In your face.
Like a lozenge of honey when you've got a bit of a cold and a cough.
Well, might be a good cold beer.
This could well be, huh? Keep one in the freezer.
Rody, I'm surprised because you normally don't like anything sweet, and this has sweet to it.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but it was something new that they tried, so I thought I'd grab a six-pack of it, and I'm going to slowly drink all five.
By yourself. I thought you gave us two.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I only have four left.
Yeah.
You can pour it in your Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh!
Ooh.
What would that taste like?
Terrible. Actually kind of
I think Chris just...
I think we're going to have to try that.
Casual Friday, will you do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Ready.
Brody, leave a beer here. Cool. This is going down.
I'll take one off your hands. I've got an idea to do something with it.
Okay.
So you want to pair cereals with beer?
No. So it's you could do something completely different.
So you could do Cocoa Puffs with an Imperial Stout.
Oh my God!
Here we go. Breakfast Sundays.
Stop
at
this.
New Main Brewing.
Yeah, you're causing some problems. That actually sounds awesome.
It does actually.
A milk stout with Cocoa Puffs. I'd eat Tempters and Cocoa Puffs, and it would probably be good.
I think you've actually come up with a good idea.
This face that he just made.
It would have to have most of the carbonation out of it, and it would have to be warm.
No, it'll be fine.
No.
It'll be fine.
Ugh.
It'll be fine.
I think we're going to do this.
Yes.
You drink your milk warm?
Yeah. Do you like your milk warm?
Lukewarm.
So you drink lukewarm milk and cold tea.
How do you think
I got this big? I mean, you have a go at us for putting cold milk in warm tea.
How do you think I got this big, David? Not by drinking cold milk.
I was going to say genetics.
No, it's not genetics.
That doesn't exist, David. That's a lie.
You should see the 18-year-old Rody. He was smaller than I am. It was not genetics. He worked his ass off
to get this fat.
Oh God, damn it!
No,
yeah,
he's tall. Stop it!
No, you gotta see. Yeah, you gotta show him.
We got.
You can hear this.
We're still trying. Me and Derek still want to try and get you on a rugby team.
Oh yeah,
I know you got knack and knees, but that's no excuse. I'm 40.
You said Derek, right?
Derek.
Okay, I thought you said Derek. I was like,
no, Derek.
Huh? That's confusing.
It's my accent. Well, I've managed to finish mine.
So Rody's gonna be on the rugby team. It's gonna be the new main.
The new main rugby team.
Yep. I want to play quarterback, and the good news is there's not a quarterback, so I'm not playing.
we've got a new position. It's called fly half. They take the hits.
Oh, good.
You got to be quick, kick the ball, and run.
Well, I could probably do that.
And then you get guys like me and Rody try and hit you.
Oh.
And I'll be the cheerleader if they have cheerleaders.
I can't wait to see you in the skirt, Chris.
Yeah, Chris can't play either.
I really hope that was clean.
That's going to be on Who Said That. Can't wait to see what it
is. What do you mean? I'm going to make that into a soundbite and play that every week.
That's what I was going to do.
Who does it insult worse, you or him?
It doesn't matter at this point.
It's like, it's a roadie.
I want to
see Chris, take that as a compliment, dude.
Can't wait to see him in a skirt.
Right, you turned up in shorts. So.
You got to look better in addressing your brother.
That's very true. I do.
Chris. Rody loves you.
I know. I'll always be here for you, buddy.
David doesn't know when these sound bites come from.
No, I'm just sitting there going, what the heck have you got that one stored?
Oh, God bless. Oh, man. So I want to talk to Rody about something about New Main. This Saturday was pretty much Rody's first day to ever bartend. And so Rody and I have been talking beer for 6 years, and this was your first time to actually bartend.
Yeah, it was great. I think New Main's closed now. Is that what happened?
We had a 1 week anniversary.
Rody shut it down. No, bartend is not the correct word.
No, I wouldn't. We don't mix drinks, beer so tending, I don't want to say I'm a bartender. When you sling beer, I feel like it's much easier than a regular bartender.
I can spin the shit out of some pint glasses. I got complimented on my pint glass spinning skills. Ooh. 3 times.
Nice.
I was spinning in my hand there. She was like, hey, you're doing a great job with that pint glass. I was like, thank you. But no, I really want to know what you thought being behind the bar. And Rody got to talk beer and do all this kind of stuff.
It was fun. I really liked when it was busy because it made the time go fast.
And we didn't have to talk to people.
Didn't have to talk to people. Just say, hey, what do you want? Get out of my way.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to keep this card. Don't look at me funny.
I'm not going to run it. It's not going to end up with any dodgy charges to it.
Right, except for that Amazon purchase. But.
And yeah, let's not get on that one.
Well, technically, if you said that to someone, I don't think anybody would, you know, challenge you. So,
well, what you do when it's real busy and loud, you mouth the words, can I buy this on Amazon? And they're like, yeah, sure, it's right. Great.
Hire purchase on a new vehicle, what's your credit card limit? Oh, that's a silver American Express made out of metal.
I did find out that most people prefer the American Airlines card.
Yep. Miles, bro. I want one of those.
So many of those.
I want some miles. But pre-travel, bro.
It's pretty good fun, though, isn't it?
It's pretty fun, except for closing at night where you clean. That fucking blows.
Yeah, dang.
I was going to say, we didn't get much cleaning done, but
We had a good time.
Yeah.
It's really weird. We closed the doors and then you turn the music up. We had a great time. I don't think David liked our rap music though.
Me?
Yeah, I don't think he liked it.
I'd had a few beers, boys.
We turned up. So, Chris, we turned on All I Do Is Win, 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 and we told David Clark that it should be his theme song. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
It's perfect, actually.
And then David over here was not, he wasn't digging it too much.
it was cheesy rap.
And plus, Brody put on Element 80 at one point, too, and that was fun.
That's when we were clean.
You say goodbye.
That's what I wanted to say.
It's very strange. Goodbye. I want to go home.
It's 1 o'clock. When do I go home?
It's really crazy because it was like three of us bartending. It was pretty much me, Rhodey, and David the whole day.
And Jacob.
Yeah,
Jacob came in. Sorry, Jacob. Guest appearance as well.
Apologies, brother. He's great.
Yeah.
Love that guy. But it was, and we just had so much fun. It's weird. It's like working with your friends and there's no reason to get mad at each other. Like a real job where you get mad at each other. You didn't do your TPS reports, you dick.
Put that cover sheet on it.
There was none of that, yeah.
Yeah, until Monday morning when I go through all the paperwork and everything and just get a voice. When's the night's your review? Was it Wednesday?
Oh, did we screw up?
No, you guys did really well.
We're going to have a meeting with David after the show.
That's why you got me.
Don't ever come back.
Yeah. No, I've got to say, everybody that's been behind the bar has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Guys who've never even poured a beer before have turned into absolute professionals, and I'm very, very proud of you all.
Chris has done it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to do it. Are you going to do it more?
I'm going to be up here Saturday.
Good, okay. Because you're busy making tomatoes this weekend. Tomato frames, wasn't it?
Yeah. I almost said tomato too, but tomato, yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, exactly.
Same junk.
Yeah, tomato sounds good. My son, who's three, says water.
Water.
Like a British guy. That's awesome.
Nice.
No, it's a lot of fun. And thank you, David, for allowing us to do that. Cheers to that.
Well, thank you, David and Amanda, for allowing me to allow you to do that. Very American, isn't it? I appreciate it.
I did ask David. I was like, hey, this is what I'm doing. He's like, go talk to that guy. And I was like, well.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of bullied our way into that.
No,
hey, David, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to work on Saturday.
You're like 7'5" and build like two props. I'm not going to say no.
No other day, just Saturday.
Just Saturdays.
That's right. I just pop off with the, remember the only guy that helped you when you really needed help before you even had a building? And then I point the finger at myself. Like, I'm going to need this.
Guilt trip.
I never do that to him. But he knows.
He did.
He knows the people that he could call and be like, hey, I really need help. He knows where we would be. I miss that guy. Why is he gone? He missed one show. And look, you can look through this window right now, and there he is.
Facebook Live him.
All alone. We should Facebook Live him, and he watches it.
Yeah.
He watches himself on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
He better not. He's behind the bar. He better be fucking working.
Yeah, there's no phones behind the bar. No, that's right. Robots.
That's right. We need the Twilight Zone theme song. You play that while I do that? That'd be pretty creepy. For real. Remember that scary ass shit?
It was an awesome show.
Scary ass shit.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. He's looking at Twilight Zone.
No. I was looking up beer orders for this week, and one of our distributors has just sent us a nice little message.
What's the message? Thank you.
I'm not going to mention which brewery or which distributor.
If it's a nice message, you can.
If you get a third keg from this brewery, this brewery, they'll take off X amount for slims, X amount for quarters, and X amount for halves.
So we need to do that right now.
Yeah, so we can order another keg of beer.
Right now. All right now.
So.
No, David talks business on here.
David approves of that.
You've heard him. Yeah, there's big stuff coming up here at New Main, actually. Big stuff. Tomorrow, well, you won't hear this. So not tomorrow. So last Thursday, there was Nacho Truck. Jason was bartending. David was here. And who's the other bartender?
Brian. We got Brian in tomorrow night.
So me and Brian are going to high-five each other. Brian's going to learn how to close.
Yep.
I'm going to sneak in here at 5 till 10:30-ish. We're going to have a blast trivia and nacho food truck. Jesus Christ.
Food on a Thursday.
I got so excited.
It's good.
I was like, I'm going to make a big giant plate of nachos and not have time to eat it.
I'm quite glad we got food turning up because I must admit, I came in at about 11 this morning. Brought my ramen noodles in, forgot my fork again. So I've just got two dehydrated sachets of ramen noodles downstairs. And now I'm drinking beers. This is not going to turn out good again.
Bitch. for the lady listeners, we have had a massive amount of ciders sell like crazy. We've got new ciders coming up here.
Yep. What have we got going on? A hibiscus cider from Locust, and we tried the vanilla bean cider as well. Interesting. Which is, I must admit, Cornish boy coming in here, getting the accents, getting stronger. We like our scrumpies and our ciders to be thick. And
nice.
Look the color of a nice dark IPA.
Okay.
But no carbonation, no flavoring other than the apples and whatever they've been pickled in, with the pigs digested and whatnot. That's how we like our ciders. So when I drink your kind of ciders over here, it's a little bit, I put my little pinky out like I'm drinking a cup of tea.
Oh, okay.
I feel slightly effeminate.
That's kind of what they're designed for, right? Isn't it? Over here? They're designed for the
definitely,
ladies.
Yeah. Definitely designed for the ladies.
It's like, women don't drink beer. It's such a weird cliche.
I've met quite a lot of girls who drink beer over here. So many.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing I learned about bartending up here. There's a lady out there. I don't want to say her name anyways, but she's the Velvet Hammer Queen.
We had last night, was Tuesday, and we had a group of students in from American Airlines. So learning American Airlines stuff. I don't know if
they're going to be stewardesses. Yeah.
So there's a mix of boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And this lovely little girl comes over. They're all from Florida, so they're doing their training here. And she rattled on about IPAs, hops, everything. And I'm just stood there just going, okie dokie, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. And absolutely amazed me with knowledge and just for somebody so young to enjoy beer as much as big, fat blokes like us.
It's absolutely
it's like, great.
I mean, you've been behind the bar for 2+ years.
Yeah.
That's one of the first things that I learned. Like a lot of things that I thought I knew about people. All shit.
Yeah.
I deserve to go home and be punished for all the cliches and all the crap that I thought I knew.
But bartending's not like, really about the beer.
It's like, I don't know.
It's about people.
Yeah. I thought, oh, none of these people will like this IPA. None of these people will like this. And I learned pretty quickly, like, you know, what was going on. But no, I've learned a lot of beautiful women like craft beer. It's like, oh, no.
Well, I think the next big... harking back to Cornwall again. Cornwall's got a big gin sort of renaissance going on at the moment. And Tarquin's
gin. I give up!
We're all over the shop here tonight, aren't we? gin seems to have a bit of a resurgence. Again, another British product that we peddled around the world, ruined people with in the 18th century, is now picking up gold medals in gin World Cups, all that kind of stuff. But I've got to say, I've actually drank the entire beer that we're about to talk about.
Which is bad, because I have awesome. Too. Well, I started wondering why the buzz was coming on, and then I was like, I looked at this, and it's got two I's and two IPAs. It's like, oh, that's a double IPA.
Exactly.
Rody, where did you pick this Nova beer up?
I picked up this Nola beer at Webb Chapel Nova. Beer and Wine.
I'm switched on Marvel mode. That's Nova.
This is Nova one of the Corpse. Right. This is one of those places that... you pull up on and has bars on the windows and you're like, nice. What the fuck am I getting into? But you walk in, they have a shit ton of craft beer.
That's cool. Where is it?
It's in Carrollton.
Okay, Carrollton's got a climbing wall in old Carrollton. Yeah, Carrollton, I'm in the right place. right, downtown Carrollton has got two great big sort of like, I don't know, hoppers or something going up in the sky.
Yes.
And they've got climbing walls in there. I've been to Carol.
The Clone Wars?
Nice. Climbing Wars.
I know they have a...
the Clone Wars?
A train station that stopped in there, and they have a Cane Russo down there.
A what?
A Cane Russo? It's a pizza place.
Is that a chain thing?
Sort of. They have a few different locations.
Okay, so it's in the North Texas Outdoor Center. That is in Carrollton.
Right on.
See, I'm practically a local around here now.
So this is Hopyright Infringement from Nola Brewing Company. This is their New England IPA. It's an Imperial IPA. So it is heavy. It's not bad.
So what makes it an Imperial IPA?
It's Imperial generally means double everything.
Okay. I must admit, now we've been talking, my mouth's kind of dried out like a double IPA does. And I kind of just going, yeah, there is a definite distinct difference between the beers that we started with and the beers we're drinking now, because I'm talking a little shite.
That's why you don't let me pick beer.
You know what's kind of funny though? This is true, completely true. So imagine a brewer that literally doesn't give a fuck about what it tastes, and they're like, I just want people to get hammered. You know that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like, I don't care. I'm going to make a double IPA. It's going to taste like shit, but people are going to get drunk.
That's a soundbite.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we started off with these Cornish beers, and they were all... Maybe we should have finished with those. Good session beers. No?
No, because if you drank this first, you wouldn't be able to taste that one, unfortunately.
So what do you think is the difference between us Brits and you Americans, apart from the language, obviously, and...
It has to do with your methods, your style, and it has to do with, you know.
No, but there is a distinct alcohol difference between the UK and whatnot. Back when I was growing up and whatnot, there was this thing going on about binge drinking, where you'd just drink and drink and drink and drink. You'd go for the higher ABVs to get you to a certain point. But all of our ales have always been at the lower end. And now we sort of see them creeping up. It's a 4.8.
That's high for you?
That's high. Our winter warmers are 5.5 to nearly 6%.
Damn.
And we used to limit people in the pub back home from drinking more than two or three because it would do funny stuff to them.
Well, that's because of the absinthe that you put in there too.
Yeah. But I must admit, it's, what, 2 and a bit years living over here, 18 months of working at Cork Egg and getting some... I don't know that much about your craft beer here. All I know is it gets me wrecked really quickly.
It's one of my favorite things about craft beer is what you just said. Like, I love taking an amateur somewhere and they drink a couple of them and they're like, ugh. You're like, yeah, it's not Bud Light, bro.
Yeah. There is that, but then it's just like, why does it have to be so boozy?
Well, I feel like the skill level in England and the UK in general is probably higher than it is here.
Ooh.
For the most part. Because
are we just talking about brewing? Or
can we quote you on that? Yeah. Just Michael.
If you get someone, get Michael in here to try this fucking beer, this Mayday, and then have him try something else. I think the higher ABV hides a lot of the mistakes that we make. And I say we, I don't fucking brew. But
No. But
as Americans, I think that the higher ABV, the stouts and stuff that we throw out there, that's why we gravitate towards them. Because anything that is a pale ale is a pilsner. It's hard to fucking make.
Yeah.
It really is difficult to make, which is why the big brewers make what they make. Because they have the recipe down pat.
Yeah.
When we try to make a pilsner, if you have any kind of imperfection, there's no way to hide it.
Yeah, pilsner is a hard style to make. Correct. Agreed.
So I feel like the IPA and the pale ale and stuff like that from England tastes better at a lower ABV because they know what the fuck they're doing.
That's really quite cool to hear. I honestly do think we need to get some British brewers over here.
Pilsner.
Thing.
If you brew it, they get some go.
But I mean, and having said that, this Nola beer is really good.
I drank it so easily.
When you look at most of the breweries that we drink, most of them, they don't make a Pilsner or anything that's low ABV because Brody may be right.
Very true.
Maybe they try to hide beneath it. Hops is an easy thing to hide behind. It's like, oh, this beer sucks. Let's dry hop it 3 times. It's so hoppy. I don't know.
I was going to say.
That's where we talk about Chris behind his back.
Yep. Chris, quit making such hoppy beers.
Do you think so, like the brashness, the flavor, the high alcohol is... All right. Controversy number one here. Testament to you being a young nation.
Ooh.
Trying to put out a flavor, trying to put out a taste. And then you try something from the old world and just go, ooh, that's actually pretty dang makes good. Sense. I don't know. I suddenly went really deep there. I'm putting it down to the Imperial IPA.
Let's say if we started with this Nola, I don't think you would taste that Mayday.
No, like, not at all.
You wouldn't get the complex nature of that beer. You wouldn't get the Cipra, Jesus Christ, the Citra. Like, you wouldn't get any of that taste because this just completely overpowers it and it would just wreck your palate. I like this beer. Having said that, I really do like this beer.
Yeah.
But that Mayday is really good. And
Mayday.
As long as that's the first beer I have, that's a really, really good beer.
And to be honest, gentlemen, I honestly thought you were just being kind of like nice about our beer from Cornwall, just because it was brought it's over good. And whatnot. But no, that's
we know.
Really, really
it's magical.
Nice.
It's been long enough that we know a little bit about taste.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, yeah. I like when people don't think I know anything about taste. I'm like,
oh, I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm not saying that.
No, not you.
I'm just saying, because it's so... I must admit, to me, that I grew up on these beers, literally grew up on these beers, from a young age, sort of going into a pub with my father, and he's sneaking me little halves here and there.
Crumbs.
I want to say something, though, that's probably completely true. I would say that your Cornish beers here are hiding behind American names. I don't think they don't taste like the name that's on the bottle. That's for damn sure.
Well, if you look at the labeling, it is very, as I said, Padstow has become a very sort of like commercialized little town, a very little part of London where all the hipsters, even pre-hipsters, where people used to go to be seen was Padstow. And I don't think the labeling does any justice to Cornwall on there.
Nope.
That's bland.
Yeah.
It's just a nice font that somebody's found, some designer's given them. It doesn't express what Cornwall is. It doesn't express what Padstow is to me. It's a very marketable beer. That's going to go straight to London. People are going to find that in their shops up in London. Same with Sharps. Sharps Doombar. Sharps was set up 20-odd years, and they've now become quite a big brand. And I think that's what these guys are going with a look. If you look at it, it's very... We're trying to describe a look on a radio.
Sorry. No, we got World Service. We'll post photos. Check out our Instagram and Facebook. There will be photos.
That's very twee British.
That's a good photo.
And then you've got very sort of like, there's a distinct difference in labeling, I think, between
the American version of The Office, the British version of The Office.
That's kind of true, too.
But Brody, I think you just nailed it there, mate.
There's a place.
I like that.
You brought up London. I've been so for real all day today. I've been singing Sweeney Todd songs, and I want to rewatch Sweeney Todd. And you just brought it up. I was like, fuck. Because he's like, there's a place in the world in a hole, and it stinks like shit. It's London.
But London is a cesspit of melting.
That's what
pots.
He says. That's what he says, Mr. Sweeney Todd. And then he cuts all the people's throats
David
and makes meat pies out of them. I love that fucking book and movie and musical. I love it all. Actually seen it live and I love it. Great. I mean, that's completely true. Let's get that picture. We'll post it on the Instagram, Facebook, Twitters. Yeah. Maybe not the Twitters because none of us like the Twitters because it's very negative and hateful.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Yeah. I was going to say Trump.
Yep. Trump Twitter.
Sorry.
Trump Twitter. Same thing. Black Panther's crushing it. Chris, have you finally seen it yet or no?
I actually have.
Yep. What'd you think?
It was pretty good. I liked it. But what did they say? Wakanda forever or something
Wakanda forever, brother.
Yeah, Wakanda forever. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's crushing it. And I also want to invite everybody. Bro, did you finish Crashing yet?
No, I'm only two episodes in of the second season.
Crashing is a show on HBO. Most of you are like, ugh. Crashing. Watch it. Don't be a pussy. It's
Aquarius. Awesome. Aquarius on Netflix. If you haven't watched that, David Duchovny.
Great show.
Love David Duchovny. Everything he's been in. It's fantastic.
Ted Bundy. No, Ted Bundy. God damn it.
Fox Mulder?
Charles Manson.
Yeah, Charles Manson.
Ah,
yeah.
Stupid, yeah.
Great show.
Is it uncensored on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yep, there's some boobies and stuff.
Certain angles, yeah.
No, so if you watch the actual... So there's a real live uncensored version of that show where shows everything.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, you have to buy the Blu-ray.
Oh.
I thought it might be on Netflix. So we watched it on TV when it came on. I had it set for the DVR. We watched the whole thing.
Watch things on TV anymore?
No. Very little. We have three shows on TV. That's it.
Simpsons.
Nope.
Is that finished now?
No,
that's still going.
I don't like it.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, the three shows we have: The Walking Dead on my DVR. We had Aquarius. That's gone. And then we have the Spider-Man cartoon. That's all we watch. Yeah. I have that. That's all I watch on TV. So no, but Aquarius is good though. It's very good. It's very dark too. I appreciate it.
And like bits of humor. David Duchovny seems to play the same character in everything. He started off as Fox Mulder, a young FBI agent who. Over the years, Californication, if you watch that, becomes a drunk Fox Mulder.
Oh my God.
And then, say, an Aquarius becomes a drunk detective Fox Mulder.
I wanted it.
So he's gone round in a circle again. Has he done anything else other than those three shows?
Doesn't have to.
No. I turned around to my wife and just went, look, I just want to be David Duchovny's best friend.
Yes.
I want to hang out with David Duchovny.
I wanted to model my life after Hank Moody. Oh, so awesome. Californication. I was like, why am I not living this life?
What's wrong?
He doesn't give a shit about anything. Not even his job, money, sex, nothing. Doesn't care.
It's awesome.
It's like, I don't care.
But then there's another one. Have you seen The Following? Kevin Bacon.
That sounds really familiar.
Kevin Bacon plays Kevin Bacon.
Nice.
You know when you see that advert of Kevin Bacon being Kevin Bacon in every single film? It's Kevin Bacon being an FBI profiler. It's basically, again, another cult kind of thing.
Oh.
It's actually not bad. Occasionally I have bouts of insomnia, which when I finish working here and I get home at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't get sleep to 5, I'm sat in front of Netflix just going, all right, what can I watch?
That's funny. Twice a month. I get it twice a month.
Really?
Yep, for real. You can't sleep, so I have to get up and try to take a sleeping pill, but if it's past 11 o'clock, I don't fuck with sleeping pills. But if it's before 11 o'clock, it'll be all right. But if it's after 11 o'clock and I take a sleeping pill, that means the next day is going to be like,
just groggy.
Yep.
Oh, I just don't sleep. I think I forget 4 or 5 hours a night. It's pretty good.
You lay down, and you're like, I'm going to sleep, and then your eyes are wide awake.
Yep, and then you get hungry.
Yep.
And it's like, all right. Ramen noodles. Ramen noodles are awesome. This is the easiest thing to make, isn't it? Boil a kettle, pour some water.
Do it to it.
Exactly.
Do it to it, but definitely check out The Following. But Crashing, HBO, check it out. Don't be scared. It's Pete Holmes. Who's Pete Holmes? Do you know who Pete Holmes is, Chris?
Didn't he do the Batman?
Yeah.
Batman.
Where are all the other drugs?
That's it. That's the voice. That was just out of breath and couldn't talk anymore. That's the voice. Do it, Bruce. It's like, I'm not Bruce. Pete Holmes is the shit. I love Pete Holmes. Watch the show. You'll love it. Enjoy it. What do we got coming up next week? We have a big guest, right, Rody?
Yeah. Mike. I can't pronounce his last name.
He's a Cicerone.
Cicerone.
We have a certified Cicerone.
Also runs Beer Chats.
Oh, nice.
So, should be fun.
After that, we've got another couple of guests coming, which we're going to shout out to you, Mallory and Sean. I got to reach out to them. They're coming home. David knows one of them, two of them, Mallory and Sean. You know them both. They've stalked us, you, their entire lives.
It's kind of scary because I was texting Sean earlier today about where he can work.
They're both so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I only mean stalked by, they went to Cool Cat Game here. Love them. They're so awesome. He's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about everything. They're going to be awesome on the show. We need to reach out to them. They're coming on the week after that. And then we're also going to see 903 soon.
Yes, that should be awesome. Can't wait to talk to Jeremy and sit down with him.
Hell yeah, big things are coming.
Look at 4040 Adventures. Little plug here.
Plug it.
Last time I was on, I was talking about our Karabakh expedition. Since then, I got a phone call on the Monday. I'm putting it down to people listening on Casually Lit, not my entire sort of trying to Facebook thing. From the embassy of Azerbaijan, as I'm walking my dog one freezing cold morning, and I thought it was a hoax, to be honest. This guy claiming that he was a political officer, so I was like, yeah, whatever, mate. And he goes, oh, I send you email. Sorry, that was a bad accent.
No, it's fine.
And so, here's my email address. Send me something. 4 days later, I get this thing from the embassy of Azerbaijan in Washington, warning me off from running this trip to Nagorno-Karabakh, just going, right, the U.S. Department of State says that it's advised not to travel there. Azerbaijan says it's our territory. You should not travel there. You will be blacklisted. So I'm just saying, okay. I've re-advertised it as, if you ever want to be banned from a country, come on our trip.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever been? Yeah. So you've been thrown out of nightclubs. You've been barred from bars. Have you been blacklisted from a country yet? If not, come on our humanitarian expedition to raise funds for landmine clearance.
Give that man a raise.
Can dig
so, it. So since the last time I spoke to you, I've managed to piss off an entire nation.
A nation.
That's not bad.
Awesome.
Nice.
Quite proud of myself.
We don't want you to make this place safer. Fuck off.
Exactly. That's true.
Pretty much how I read the email.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, dude, the war's over.
Also, don't forget to listen to our brothers and sister at Controllers and Keyboards. Hey, we love you guys.
Let's get bombed!
Yeah!
They're doing a new campaign called Grow the Show, and I think they're giving away something. So if right now you're like, I've never listened to Controllers and Keyboards, listen to it now. This next episode, listen to it now, because they're going to give away something. I think it's $50.
Yes, it is.
So I'm just saying, if you listen, you might get $50. It's like, well, I've never listened. Give it a shot this week. $50. Also, don't forget to check out newmainbrewing.com. I used to own that website, but I gave it back to David. It's a weird story. Newmainbrewing.com. Come check out these guys. Also, I'll be bartending tomorrow. Also,
on Saturday, you got Rody, Jason, and Chris
is going to come hang with us.
So that's going to be cool.
Well, Chris. Heck yeah. Chris is trying to impede on my business. Get out here.
Hope you like bathroom duty.
Yeah. I didn't get a message from you.
I'm down for whatever.
We're going to fight this guy. Oh, yeah. Brody's face got big. No, but big things at New Main Brewing. Big things at 4040 Adventures. Big things at Casually Lit, maybe. I don't know. This, everybody's like, this podcast feels like it's going to the side. People are asking me, like, what's going on with the podcast? You're fucking busy. Podcast is growing. It's blowing up.
Yeah, we're doing stuff.
Yeah. No, the show's actually growing. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it's not. It's like, oh, we got all these listeners. I'm like, I don't care. I want to go to sleep.
Hey, this is Casual Lit. We do shit.
You got international listenership now over in me.
That's what we do. That is what we do right there. But for real, check out all of our brothers and sister. We love them. Don't forget Book Geeks
Uncompromised.
Thank you. And don't forget Chris's favorite show in the entire world.
Whiskey Boy Radio.
Yeah! Yeah! We love you guys. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.